What we're talking about is late night, early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness, gusty winds at times around that corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, 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 welcome to the French Connections Monday edition. It is the 8th day of May, 2006, and my name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to be with you here today. We're going to do a bit of a rant here. I know a lot of you folks enjoy my rants a bit because I try to give everybody an idea of just what's been going on and what we're trying to do and things that are going on around our efforts. And, you know, you can get the information that we put out on IamTheWitness.com, and that website is powerful. It is a powerful place for information, and, you know, today's show is going to be a little bit about some of the info that we've been putting out lately. One of them was this John DeCamp story that we just revisited. We thought Mike Rivero actually put out a Franklin cover-up video connection, and what we did instead of letting that one go, we shipped over an audio file that we had done with John DeCamp on that whole issue, and we also got it out on several other news services. So, interesting thing about people who badmouth our efforts here, mine and Eric's and others, is that nobody that badmouths us has seen our guest list. It's hard to deny we've done good work. It's hard to deny it, because if you take a look at the people we've had on and the questions we've asked very powerful, hard-hitting questions from world leaders, important people. You know, I'm not going to go down the list, but it is a powerful list to be sure, and what it basically is, ladies and gentlemen, is it gives you an idea that, you know, we're not what they're trying to pen us as and trying to paint us as. We are a serious group of researchers, and we have found a lot of truth from a lot of sources, and the things that we say are valid, are truth. And it's hard for some people to wrap their beliefs around, because they have been indoctrinated through the generations, even through the decades of watching their television sets and watching stupid, rewrites of history is what's happened to them. They've had rewrites done to their brain. you have a single group controlling the media and controlling the production process. This guy Aaron Russo here, a Zionist Jew in the extreme, going on Jeff Rentz tonight to sprout his nonsense. This man has done a rewrite of history every time he's touched a documentary, without question. And it's interesting to note his associations with people like Walper and the rest of these producers in Hollywood who have spun the lies out of that nightmare place forever. They also have connections to the San Fernando Valley people and the rest of that sick stuff that goes on over there with pornography and the rest of it. So you take a look at these people. They are the nasties of the West Coast, and they put out the nonsense and the lies. They rewrite our history. They present it on television shows that people don't question, and you end up walking away in this cloud of lies that you end up believing. Why? Because reinforcement over and over again gets you to think it's true. How do we know this? Well, just look at what they've done with this Holocaust stuff and what they've done with the rest of the information that keeps coming out day in and day out on these airwaves. Everybody seems to think George Bush is a good guy and just a folksy old Midwestern fella and a Texan and all that stuff. And you know, the reality is so different than that. But hey, when you bombard people with lies often enough, and they have a propensity for stupidity, sad to say, they do, you end up with this kind of stuff. And this is where we end up. But there are groups, pockets, people fighting back, starting to understand, looking into the facts. You know, we, we've had some converts from many communities, and we've dispelled the rumors. We've dispelled the nonsense. I mean, you know, this Catholic Church credola that we've come out against here. Hey, you know, there's no doubt there are bad Catholic priests. Just open up any newspaper in any major city and you'll find them. But as far as having these people controlling the world, come on, guys, it's a shrinking, dying church. Their numbers are shrinking, their influence is shrinking, their priesthood is going down the tubes. There are no Catholic priests in the administration of George Bush, but there are three rabbis and Zionist galore in his group. And when you take a look at the facts as they really are, as opposed to what they spin, it's not hard to see what they've done. But they're controlling the flow of information through the mainstream media. This is basically it. You know, we've got the controllers of like Eisner and Levin and Brofman and geez, you know, with Zuckerman, Mort Zuckerman, and it goes on and on. It goes all the way back too. I mean, Paley, Jewish guy that founded CBS News and CBS itself, and it's just the who's who of Zionism. You know, we call them Ashkenazi Israeli lobbyists and Zionists. You know, they're the Foxmans of the world and the Morris D's of the world. These criminals that helped destroy the country, and they're imploding our currency. They're destroying our way of life. They're killing the family. They're promoting homosexuality. They're kidnapping our children. And if you don't think those things are true, boy, you have not looked into the facts. That's all I can tell you. You just have not looked. And when you look, you get sick. Many people run from it. You know, many people look at it and they go, oh my God, I can't believe this. And the first thing that comes to my mind, and it was in my mind, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, when I first started looking into it, I couldn't believe it because I didn't think people were this crazy, this evil, this sick. That was my first impulse. It can't be true because who would be this sick? And then when I came back to look at it for a more extended period, I realized that yes, there are people this sick, and by and large, they're Jewish supremacists. Now, again, they're not all Jews involved in this, which is the sickest part of it, because some of the most terrible cases of victimization have come in the Jewish community. We know that many of the Jews that died in the Holocaust, and there was a genocide in World War II, ladies and gentlemen, and it was done to strengthen their hand in the Jewish community. Many of the people who were murdered were sent to these death camps because they weren't Zionists and they weren't going to support the move to Israel. People who were, you know, were Israel-bound, Palestine-bound, it wasn't Israel at the time, it was Palestine, and it was populated by a group of people already. But the people that got sent there, by and large, were the ones that were willing to go there. And they were jettisoned out of Europe and shipped there to start this new Zionist nation, this enclave of criminals that were protected by their own laws and went to, you know, they used their trillions in the Rothschild fortune and the Kahn and Loeb and Goldman and Astor and Brofman, and I mean, we go on and on with names, and they're all current names as well, ladies and gentlemen. And you can go with Honig over in Austria and, you know, Warburg over here in Germany and Hanover and on and on. And much of the British aristocracy now is Jewish owned. I mean, they married into Jewish families. And so Zionism has reared its ugly head with the assistance of massive infusions of cash. And it's a good old boys club of thievery and sickness. Yeah, they've got little children being confiscated and raped. Take a look at what happened in Brussels under this true thing. And it goes right back to Jewish elites. Zionist Jewish elites, not all Jews, by the way. And we have to keep saying that, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't want, the people who have no part in this to be swept up in the backlash, which we are building a backlash. It's happening. This is a long-term process that we're in. Yeah, we don't fight this on an hourly basis. It's not even a daily thing that we're going to see change. I mean, this is going to have to happen over an extended period of time. People email me all the time and they ask me, when do I think America is going to implode? Well, I don't think it's going to happen just one single day, guys. It's going to slowly deteriorate. It has been. Look around you. Take a look at your train service. Take a look at your roadways. Take a look at your schools. take a look at the services you're getting, and take a look at the quality of the people that come and do work at your house. The slide is there. The deterioration's all around you. I mean, we put up a thing on a website. Somebody reminded me about the air car from France. I knew about that long before he sent me that, and it was something that I haven't looked at in a while. So he reminded me, and I went back, and I said, yeah. You know, surprise, surprise, France's technology is way out in advance of the Americans right now. Why? Because our education system is not producing the best engineers anymore. They're producing, oh boy, I don't know what they're producing, but it's not anything to be bragging about, trust me. Even our top universities are starting to just be populated by foreigners and the children of these dirtbag elites. That's what's happening. Oh boy. So yeah, we're gonna see a slow process here. It's gonna just be a little by slowly, we're going down the tubes. You're watching the exchange rate in the euro, it's almost up to $1.28 to 1 euro. And it's gonna keep deteriorating from there. I mean, there's articles that we've put up, analysis, very solid, very high quality analysis that says it's gonna go 130, 140, 150, 160, 170 to the euro. Yep. You know, and that's just going to erode anything that we do produce, which is not much anymore. Basically what we do these days, ladies and gentlemen, is give out government jobs and put up one paper from this desk to the other desk and talk about sickness and watch television and eat ourselves into obesity and walk around like a bunch of zipperheads. It's painful to watch, but it's happening. Now, where does this leave us? Where does this leave the French Connection listeners? Where does this leave the political movement we're beginning? Well, 300 million people in America, guys. There are some hard-working, quality individuals still milling around the planet here, still milling around our country. Many of them are, you know, expats even, and you got people from around the world paying attention to what we're doing. So the simple truth is that there are a lot of good people out there that we are attracting. And once people get past the idea that, you know, that we've been slandered by calling us anti-Semitic, which we're not, we're anti-Zionist, and that's different than anti-Semitic. And once they find out that these people are not even Semitic to begin with, that they're Khazari and Ashkenazis, that's where their origins are, is in Khazaria, not in the Holy Land, you find out that this anti-Semite stuff is just a fabrication that they've made up. And they're still trying to slander people with it, but guess what? It's meaning less and less every day. You know, they're calling somebody an anti-Semite these days has very, very little importance in the larger scheme of things, because basically people are waking up to the fact that it's nonsense. Now they're asking questions. They're saying, wait a minute here, this doesn't make sense. Wait a minute. Things aren't right here. That's not what they said. It's wrong. And, you know, thanks be to the fact that we still have a semi-open internet. How long that'll be is anybody's guess as well, but we're still semi-open with this information we put out, and it keeps coming. So that leads me to another question. You know, we haven't asked in a while, and, you know, you guys don't understand about our expenses here, and you need to. You know, Eric and I do three-way calls around the planet. I call him. He calls the guest. Oftentimes he's calling from California to London or California to Paris or California to somewhere else in a three-way call. And you need to know that that's an expensive process, an expensive proposition. And on top of that, we've got other things that we try to pay for. Not much. But, you know, the donations have dropped off, the help that we get. You know, the numbers are still coming to the website, but everybody thinks they're going to be able to do this, that we're going to be able to do this on our own. Well, we can't. We need your help. You know, $1, $5, PayPal, send us a couple of quid. We need it. You know, it'll help us to keep this operation vibrant and alive. You know, we're not a big organization. We don't have employees. There's no paychecks going out to employees to put this stuff out. Basically, it's Eric, myself, and a couple of very wonderful helpers that we have doing some things for us. And that's it. You know, this is grassroots stuff. And that's the only way that this is really going to work. You know, we have to feel like this is something coming from the heart of people. It can't be coming from the fact that they're getting an employee paycheck or coming because, you know, they think they're going to profit somehow. That's why on the MySpace, which I highly recommend, ladies and gentlemen, some of the blogging going on at the MySpace and the article stuff, fantastic. MySpace is off the hook. You got to go to MySpace / Daryl Bradford Smith, and I'll accept you as a new friend of mine if you're the right kind of person for us. We reject about half of the people that come to the site. You can know that right up front. Half of the people that ask to come on are not accepted. So it's a quality place. It's a place where people can jawbone with each other, can network with each other. I'm sure we still got a couple of clandestine people on there. We haven't weeded out yet, but it's grown. It's solid. I got to tell you something. The people that are posting over there are doing some of the best work of blogging that I can see. So MySpace is the place for you if you've got any interest in sharing your thoughts or your ideas or your efforts. Otherwise, this is just a daily effort that we make. You know, I've got some guests coming up this week. I've got some calls out. Still trying to get some name brand stuff here to make a bigger impact so we can get on mainstream news. All of these things are happening. You know, I have to tell you that the news that we put up in our cycles are fantastic as well. Eric and I dig for interesting things that few other sites are talking about, or they're rather obscure, but they're important things. Overlooked things, like the fact that the British government has been sitting on a top secret document for a number of years now that is definitive, that says UFOs are absolute 100% nonsense, hooey, crap, definitive, 300 plus page written document full of information about the fact that this is a nonsensical foolishness foisted upon the public. For whatever reason now, many people believe it is to confuse people into thinking that this is their new religion, like the Star Trekkers or something. I don't know. The aliens are going to come and save us from all this terrible mess we're in. Well, guess what? They're not coming, you idiots. It's like the Mormons thinking that we were descended from space aliens. Jeez Louise, get your head out of your dark place there, for goodness sakes. And the rest of these Raelians and all these other Nimrods. I mean, come on, guys. You know that stuff's nonsense. Jeff Rentz with Aaron Russo, and maybe a few aliens will drop in and they can have a talk with some real zipper-headed aliens. And maybe his Zionist mother from Cy Newhouse will stop in and talk to the other Zionist Russo, and they can have a little Zionist discussion over there at Rentz. boy. Well, you know, we try. And fact is, we do get the numbers. We do get the effort, but we're not growing still. We're still staying at the 10,000 mark, guys. Still not going to work for us, you know. We're a very stable website, but we're not a growing one, and we really need to turn that around. So, I don't want to hop on you every time I do a rant about it, but please, you got to get some people to really tune into the facts here. They are factual. They are. It's coming out. You know, we've got another site that you can check our work out on. It's called Mathaba. Mathaba.com. MATHABA. Mathaba.net, actually. .net. And it's got some pretty powerful, hard-hitting stuff there as well. So go there. We've got some pretty decent numbers from that site as well. I think they're 20,000th in the world, this site, which is getting pretty decent hits. So anyway, this is the rant for the Monday. Can expect some decent guests coming up this week. I have some calls out to people. We'll be doing two or three a week of people who are doing research on many of the subjects that we dig through here, and just to keep the fight up, you know. And if you can toss a one or five or a ten our way, that'll keep this stuff alive for us. Please support the French Connection. Support Eric Kupfschmidt, Daryl Bradford Smith, and support the truth. Until the next show, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying be well. Bye-bye now.